We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Eric, it seems that one member of the 817, your neck of the woods, is not impressed with the Dr. Dre story.
Yo, yeah, they said that we just embarrassed ourselves, and we probably wouldn't like it if Dr. Dre sent that love letter to our wife. And
I wouldn't. I mean, really? I started the segment by calling him a homewrecker.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
I set the standard.
Yeah, you did call
him
a homewrecker.
We never said what he did was right.
Yeah, we just said it was pretty next level, like, badass. Which doesn't mean I like it. Just because it's badass doesn't mean I like it.
No, it's just crazy. Just the schedule.
Just the fact that he did that to a Lakers player and it worked, even though he had nothing in the way of romance in there, calling himself a doctor, saying that his office will look into something, and then tagging it at the end with, I wish I was all up in that. I don't know how many people are actually like going to come away from that married like 14 months later. I would think most of us, if we penned a letter to our secret crush, even if she wasn't already married, and it had the same content that Dr. Dre just had in it, I don't think we come away successful. And so the fact that he did, I got to give him a tip of the cap. That's it. That's all it is.
Well, with that being said, I'd like to get into, before our top 10 list at 10, which tonight, it is National Social Media Day.
Dude, that would be so badass. I heard you guys had Sterling in for the top 10 list at 10 last night. Sterling Daniels, he's on Dan and San on the Fan Man.
He's
on
pretty
Saturdays
cool. He's a cool
Sundays
guy.
And stuff.
I like to do radio with him.
Yeah, I like doing radio with him too. And I was bummed out that last night, because Uncle Kevin was over, Sterling was like, oh, Uncle Kevin's there. I want to come hang out for the top 10 list at 10.
Well, they
party.
do Chopping It Up, their new podcast.
Did you hear that, Zero?
They do. Together.
But like, me and Sterling have done a lot of weekend work together, like we kick it and stuff, and so I don't know. I just think that would have been.
I don't
so
know. Sterling
cool.
told me he thinks you're a Herb.
He thinks I'm a Herb.
Yeah.
I don't think that's exactly.
Whoa.
Right. I don't.
Sterling, where'd you come from?
What the hell, Sterling?
And joining us now in the nosebleed seat, Sterling Daniels.
How cool this would be if you were here, but then I found out that you think I'm a Herb.
Well, I'm kind of like Beetlejuice. You say my name three times, and I appear. You know that kind of a deal. Yeah. So. It's one of those situations, but I don't think you're a Herb. I don't think either of you are Herbs.
Thank
actually.
You, but Kevin might.
And I love
herbs and spices on my food, though.
Well, it's an herb.
That's an herb.
Oh, there's a difference between a herb and a herb.
Yes, we don't want the herbs, but we do want the herbs.
Gotcha. I was about to say, I don't know why we'd hate, but now I know there's a difference because I love herbs.
Yes, sir.
But I don't love herbs.
That's right.
And I'm not a herb.
Wait a second. That's not what I'm talking about. Hey, I'm talking about seasoning food. Sir.
And, yeah.
Wow. How dare you? I'm low-key
right.
faded, bro.
This is, wow. That
they
makes
do
two
have
of
good
us.
Spices.
Yes, they do, Walchuk. The 214 asks, do you guys think that is a Sedale threat texting in regards to us being pathetic and embarrassing ourselves for shouting out Dr. Dre? And actually, 214, that's probably a good point. Maybe Sedale threat resides in the 817 now, because that's my neck of the woods, and I got to say, it's a beautiful place. So, Sedale. I'm sorry, bro. That was not cool. True. That was not cool. Love you.
But just because there's a goalie doesn't mean he can't score.
Right. That again. All these are fair points.
I'm just
all
that
directions
out there.
Here. 254. Dr. Dre. All about that hair pie.
Yeah,
Walchuk,
that's
I'm
true.
All about the content that you have, though.
Yeah. So I'm about to get into our top 10 list of 10 in just a moment. I've got the most annoying social media trends over the last few years.
Ooh. Oh, because today's National Social Media Day. Okay.
So the most annoying social media trends or fads.
According
you
to Zach Walchuk?
No.
Okay. Oh. Gotcha. So this is like
in fact,
any
I
viral
disagree.
Meme?
I'm going to tell you what my most annoying were, and a lot of them didn't even make this top 10, so I'm a little upset.
Okay, so the list is going to suck. good tease. Looking forward to it in a few minutes.
Absolutely. Now, before we get to that, though, I do want to get to a little bit of what Michael Lombardi had to say earlier on with the G-Bag Nation. We played some of the hits, you know, his response to Diana Rossini earlier on in terms of, you know, he believes that basically Tom Brady wants Antonio Brown to be a Buccaneer. The issue is it appears that Bruce Arians and James Light, their head coach and general manager, aren't interested in Antonio Brown. So Diana Rossini's reporting Bucs have no interest, which I think is accurate. But Michael Lombardi, who knows Tom Brady, is also reporting Brady wants Antonio Brown, which also is accurate. So I think both are right on with their reporting. It just will come down to how much convincing can Tom do to eventually sway Bruce Arians that, you know what, let's bring in Antonio Brown. I'm still holding out hope he goes to Seattle. I think that'd be fantastic.
I think there's a couple of good options. I think the Bucs is a strong one. I think Seattle is also really strong, but Baltimore?
Baltimore has since said that they're not interested.
Okay, they've retracted.
But I'm with you. I thought Baltimore would have been fun. Same division, you play the Steelers twice.
Right.
But I haven't been able to get out of my mind the trio of A.B., Tyler Lockett, the most underrated receiver in football, and D.K. Metcalf, all with Russell Wilson. Mm-hmm. That is scary.
No, that is extremely scary. And Russell Wilson deserves to have a great player like Antonio Brown for the first time in his career to at least throw passes to.
And finally, just to have some weaponry.
And honestly, I don't know if San Francisco has dipped their toe in this water, but especially if their counterpart in their division, Seattle's thinking about it.
And they floated out Dez Bryant, so why not Antonio Brown?
They floated out Dez. They had the Deebo Samuel injury. They already lack studs at the wide receiver
position. They traded
Marquise
Goodwin to the Eagles.
Right, Emmanuel Sanders gone. So it's like, man, if I was San Francisco, I would want to probably look into it as well.
One thing that Lombardi did touch on was Aldon Smith. And you know me, I have relatively higher expectations, I think, than most when it comes to Aldon Smith. I'm on record. I think if he had 8 sacks this year, I wouldn't be surprised. I think that's roughly around what he could get. So the fellas, and you can hit that radio rewind to 5 o'clock and hear the interview in its entirety. But Michael Lombardi, what are the Cowboys getting out of Aldon Smith?
One thing I know about great defensive line coaches, they're lion tamers. They got a top hat. And they're going to put a stool in there, and they're going to make play. They're going to make the players better than they really are. And Thomas Sewell is one of the best in the league, and I have great respect for him. And I think he'll get something out of Aldon Smith. I think if he's eligible to play, they'll get him in shape. Now, they're not going to use him for 60 plays. They're going to save him and Lawrence for the critical downs. They're going to make sure that they can win those critical downs when you need to make a play. He'll make everybody a better player. He pushes the defensive lineman. And if you're going to be a great D-line coach, you can't be buddies with him. You got to demand from him. And I think he'll do that. I think it's one of the best additions to the Dallas Cowboys team this year is Thomas Sewell. I put a lot of faith in that. And they're going to have to, because I'm not sure they're going to be able to live with their corners if they can't get pressure from the front. So it's going to be a big year for Lawrence. It's going to be a big year for Aldon Smith. It's going to be a big year if they get Randy Gregory back. You know, Mike will mix it up. He'll be balanced in zone dogs and man dogs and all that. He'll do a little bit of everything like they did in New Orleans. But it's going to come down to getting pressure when you rush four and being able to cover. But the pressure's got to get home. And I would say Aldon Smith, if Thomas Sula can get something out of him, it's going to be on certain situational downs.
Thomas Sula. I love the way he says that.
Yeah, Jim Tom
Thomas Sula can get something out of it. By the way, we are still going to try to work on getting Jim Tom Sula.
Yeah, I think we should try to get a weekly with him. You know, and speaking of farting into live microphones, Jim Tom Sula is, you know, not new to that whole situation.
Thomas Sula can.
Tom, I do find that interesting, and I do think that's fair from Lombardi there. Like, rotational, situationally, when Aldon Smith can help out your team. I don't know that he's going to be a three-down player for you. I also wonder of what is the situation, because his body type tells me right now he's not even an edge player. Like, he's 285 pounds. That's 20-plus pounds
just
bigger than
my lawn, okay?
Than DeMarcus
just buy into Aldon Smith with
saying,
me, please.
No, I'm not saying I don't buy into him.
You want to stay on the same team.
Maybe situationally, maybe the situation is in passing situations he's rushing from the interior.
I think starting off the year, yeah, maybe you kick him inside.
If he stays that big. I just don't know if you can bend the edge at 285, 290.
I think Aldon Smith is just a very unique athlete.
And I hope you're right.
We've seen him, because he looks like he's wearing that weight well in what we've seen. It doesn't look like the added weight is going to be a detriment for him. Now, we'll see. When you put pads on, we'll get an opportunity.
And one good thing about Aldon Smith, too, and D linemen in general, a lot of that is technique, and that's something that's learned, and it's a habit that you get over time. So for him, when he's jumping back into here, as long as he's getting his body right and he's getting those reps in, it might take him a little bit of time, but he's got a better chance of being able to return at least somewhat to form just because it's something that's more repetition. And he had that. He was towards the top of the league. People were looking at him as the next great pass rusher, you know? And as long as he is able to put that out there and he can work from that, I think you would have an opportunity to have a really, really productive player in Aldon Smith if he can get it all together and everything works out in our favor.
Now it is time, I believe, to move over to the top 10 list at 10, and it is National Social Media Day. And in honor of National Social Media Day, I have found the top 10 list at 10 tonight that will be the annoying social media fads. And without social media, we would not have these annoying fads.
True.
By the way, gentlemen, if you could go back in time and just kind of take out social media, would you?
Absolutely not.
Nope. 100% worth it. All the drama, everything. It's so much entertainment. I don't know how Twitter is still free.
I don't either. Like, I can't imagine. I can't imagine having to, like, Twitter for me, Twitter's my favorite of the social medias.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I use it the most, too. Twitter and then Snapchat, probably.
Okay. Yeah, you are a big Snap guy. Man, those.
Why don't you snap me?
Dude, all he does is send dirty pics. I don't even know if you are.
I'm about it. Let's add each other.
Okay, I'll give you my code.
Get ready for a lot of hair pie.
Ooh, nice.
Come on, I
agree. Walchuk is, you know, not always.
Okay, here's some of my favorites that did not end up making the top 10. One of which would be the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, which I think we all did.
Yes, we did.
I did it. Did you do it, Eric?
I didn't actually do it, but
all right, so you're not an advocate for ALS.
I poured the bucket onto somebody. So
that doesn't mean you participated.
I did, in theory, kind of halfway, sort of.
I did mine in Times Square.
What? Okay, yeah. You trump everybody. How'd you pull that off?
I'll tweet the video out here in a little bit. But yeah, I can't remember. I got to double check. It was either Chewbacca or Elmo, one of the two. But I had them to pour the ice bucket on me. I just happened to be out there at the time. So yeah, it was. I'll put it out there. It was pretty neat.
Nice work, man.
Thanks, man. It's all for a good cause.
Okay. I can't wait to see this video. Another one that didn't make the top 10 that I thought was one of my personal faves was the Harlem Shake videos.
Oh, dude, the Harlem Shake videos, really good.
Oh, so good.
Dude,
there
were some teams that got involved with that as well.
The Cowboys had a great one.
You mentioned the Heat, Sterling. They did. I think that was when LeBron was still on their team, so they were, like, more popular.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
they did have a pretty badass one because I remember Birdman was a part of it and all of his tattoos and his mohawks and stuff. Man, I actually like that. But these are the most annoying ones, right?
Yes, these are the most annoying social media fads, which might be why they're outside the top 10.
It should be because both of those, I think, are strong.
Gondom Style, you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
PSY's record-breaking video. Yeah, that ended up being pretty big.
Yeah, but it was a good promo for safe sex, man.
Yes.
Well, that's not what it said. Did you know that? It was Gondom Style.
Oh.
It wasn't Condom Style.
Why have I been doing this? Okay, never mind.
Yeah,
okay.
This is a weird deal, man. And then, I still ended up with a kid as well. So
yeah, you did. So I guess the song didn't really fulfill its obligations. And then the other one just outside the top 10 is Planking.
Oh, yeah, the Planking one I didn't like.
Planking was stupid.
Dude, you know what was one of my favorite ones, though? It was the one where everybody freezes and there's that swaley whatever.
Oh, the mannequin challenge.
The mannequin challenge.
With Black Beatles playing in the background.
Yes. I actually liked that one. I did that one with one of my college classes, and it was badass.
Yeah, honestly, the coolest one to me was when Paul McCartney himself did a Black Beatles mannequin challenge. I was like, that is really cool that he actually paid homage to these guys for paying homage to him.
Yeah, that's super, super respect. The 903, I think this is our boy Stetson, said I'd pay a monthly subscription for Twitter. Mm-hmm. And he says, TBH, I'm not kidding.
All right.
It's great.
TBH, no JK.
TBH means he's legit. 877-881-1053 on the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. What was your most annoying social media fad? We get into the top 10, and I think everybody found this one pretty annoying.
Okay.
The Friday music video.
It's Friday. Oh, my God.
I thought this was a banger, man.
It was not.
I'm not going to lie, bro. This to me slaps, bro. Rebecca Black she was probably one of my personal favorite one-hit wonders. This was in high school I would jam every Friday after this song came out. It was party. Like, come on, dude. No, this is catchy.
Fun. It was horrible. This is it's catchy, but it's a horrible
better than
song.
Call Me Maybe.
I think the worst
it's better
no,
than
it's
Call
not.
Me Maybe.
No, it's no, not. It's not.
Oh,
no, it is not. Carly Rae Jepsen's actually got talent. Get out of here.
Whoa, don't Call you me ever maybe. Disrespect Rebecca Black like that ever again.
Oh, get out of here. Well, you're alone on an island with that take, sir.
Well, I'm gladly alone. I'm with Rebecca Black, though, so how about that?
That's fine. She didn't age well.
Well, you also got to remember, did she not?
I have no idea.
Okay, I'm pretty sure she's a dime bag.
More than Rebecca Black, it was the random rap verse that was there in the middle. I don't remember if you remember, like in between
bars,
the
bro.
Yeah, no, not really.
Bars.
He said something about sitting in the school bus. I don't know. It's just
okay, there was something bad there.
All
right,
we've all been sitting on the school bus.
Number nine is the Keep Calm memes, which are still out and about now. Keep calm and don't forget to be awesome.
Oh,
all those
I hate
keep
that
calm, yeah, the keep calm memes. I mean, come on, get out of here.
Okay, so here we go. We got
not only that, but then they translated to shirts. Everybody's wearing.
Everyone wears the shirts.
I can't
yes.
Even, yeah.
No, it was.
Walking
it was
around Walmart all the time. I see those shirts. I get annoyed.
We found one that's zero hates.
I like them, man. They drive me crazy.
The floor is yours, man. If you have more, like, I feel like this is therapeutic for you.
No, I'm good. I just.
You sure?
Yeah, just most of them were just. Stupid.
Sterling, you good?
So stupid.
Yeah, I'm good.
Walchuk, you good?
I'm fine. I'm ready to move on. Do you have one?
I'm good, but 318 says Call Me Baby or Call Me Maybe was 100 times better than Friday. Sheesh.
Yeah, so true.
That's a bummer.
I mean, heck, you had the whole U.S. Olympic swim team do a video to Call Me Maybe. Get out of here, dude. It was a pop.
Dude, I bet there was a viral video of some badass people dancing to Rebecca Black on a Friday.
It was a bad song. Everybody was vomiting.
I know what song's going to hit the E-spot this Friday.
Oh, I hope not. We're not going to do the segment. Number eight is Swag. And I'll have to read
dude,
you what this is.
Who hates on swag?
Because the word cool apparently isn't cool anymore. The kids decided to use swag instead.
Swag.
Soulja Boy and Lil B use swag pretty liberally.
Hey,
swag.
We love Soulja Boy swag. On this show.
And then, as usual, Justin Bieber puts swag in a chorus, so naturally every teenager in the world started saying it.
Swag.
Swag.
I mean, swag. Swag's great. You gotta have swag.
I could see maybe people finding it annoying. But it has become a member of our everyday vocabulary.
I think the cool thing about swag is it morphs into, like, it's not even necessarily.
Got multiple meanings?
It doesn't even, like, we all at some point have we all have our own swag. Not
true.
All swag is good swag.
That is true.
And for it started out as, like, swag was a good thing. And then we realized some swag is not good swag.
Yeah, you need to stay away from the bad swag.
And you definitely don't want swag.
Yeah, the swag is where you really need to
that
stay
is
from.
When you have totally leaped off into another stratosphere that is a life I don't want to live.
Wait,
at
what's
least,
an example of bad swag?
Never mind that.
At least, like, have some mids.
Oh. Say that again, Zero? Sorry.
Huh? What's an example of bad swag?
Bad swag. Bad swag. Like, let's think of, like, in my personal opinion, when Russell Westbrook is walking into the arena
yes.
with female shorts on and like a construction jacket,
that was what
like
I was
bright
thinking. Okay.
Orange, like that's his swag.
Or Cam Newton's looking like everyone's
that's a
auntie.
Bad swag. Yes, yes.
Post presser.
When Madea walks into shorts. The Patriots press conference week one, Bill Belichick's not gonna appreciate that swag. Bill Belichick. Some people don't like his swag, which is cutting off the hoodie. I actually find it to be
like
pretty
it.
Badass, but not everybody does.
Number seven is the fire challenge. And what's the fire challenge, you ask? It's exactly what it sounds like.
Oh, no. Setting things on fire?
People lighting themselves on fire.
What?
That's it.
Whoa. I must have missed this.
No rhyme or reason.
I did miss
the
this.
Result is happen? Also exactly what you'd expect. Young people who let their clothes on fire suffered burns of varying degrees.
Oh,
so that sounds terrible.
Hey, someone from the 254 is saying that they were going to get a shirt that said "Stay calm and listen to the fan," and all of a sudden, that "Stay calm" era.
Well, Zero completely just shut
ass.
That down. I think
yeah,
that'd
I'll
be
pass.
Cool. 254. All right, whatever, Zero.
254. Rebecca Black. Friday sucked ass. So good. Mm-hmm. Finally getting some love there.
One
thank
person.
You, 254.
682. No one likes Rebecca Black. I'm sure even her mother disowned her. I don't think so, because she probably made a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
Number six is twerking videos, which I don't think have ever ended. I think this is a fad that's still continuing.
How are we considering this annoying? Honestly,
there are some people that shouldn't be twerking.
I do, but isn't it worth
I don't need to see it.
Seeing the ones that are not, like, that shouldn't be doing it just so you can still get the ones that are worth seeing.
You're a married man, Eric. For sure. You shouldn't be saying this.
And this is coming from a guy who has never seen one of these videos.
Oh, of course, never.
I was just
I don't even look at
sort
of
probing
the audience.
I'm just assuming there's bad ones out there.
Likewise.
I was going to just even say that it's even an athletic activity, so especially in times right now with no sports, you want to see how people are being athletic.
Right. It's a good quad workout.
Exactly, you know, the glutes, and you know, you do leg day for a reason.
It's a little bit of core. Yeah. No, ooh, I think it's an ode to, like, there's a lot of, like, I've seen some wagons that I would personally love to circle.
Hitch to them.
Nobody circles the wagons better than the twerkers.
682, stay calm and bleed on.
I love that.
Zero, are they starting to sell you?
That sounds better.
Yeah?
All right,
yeah.
Now yeah. Oh, I see a smile.
Okay. Hey, who was the first twerk?
I don't know.
Oh man, you guys ever seen the tip drill video?
Oh, the tip drill video.
That's sort of where it originated.
I don't know.
I'm sure it originated.
Shout out to the late night MTV/BET viewing experience.
That's where something originated for me.
Oh no, the Tide Pods aren't actually on here. 469. Number five is YOLO. You only live once. That was a big thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It did get annoying because everybody just started saying it so often.
Yeah.
Like when I first heard it, like in the song,
right.
It was like, damn, that was like nice work, yeah. Dude. Like Drake, you just hit it. Like, yeah. Wow.
You do agree that Drake is a pretty solid artist, correct?
I love Drake.
Perfect.
I think Drake's solid, but Kevin Gray just absolutely blasted Drake.
Gray doesn't like man. Chocolate
He had to
shit.
Bring it no. up in every segment.
It was weird.
Wow. I don't know why he had a vendetta.
Number four is the Cinnamon Challenge, which was horrible if anybody ever tried to do it.
I did that one.
I did, bro. And the rookie mistake I made was taking the bite and then taking a breath.
Mm-hmm.
And then you suck back all these different powderies.
It was horrible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you start choking.
Kevin Gray actually toloing as we speak texted me and said the Tide Pod Challenge was the dumbest and most annoying social media trend.
Yeah, 214 texted in Tide Pod Challenge. That one just highlighted the stupidity of so many Americans,
mm-hmm.
and there was something about that that I appreciated.
Number three is Candy Crush invites. Candy Crush was just wickedly popular.
I've lost so many years.
Number two is hashtag cutting for Bieber. So apparently Justin Bieber smoked weed, and in response, his fans were all up in a tizzy. They came up with a 4chan. They decided to convince...
So they were cutting themselves? They were so mad that Justin Bieber was smoking...
That everyone in the fandom herb. Was cutting themselves until his weed habit ended. It's unclear how many fans actually did this.
That is a viral challenge I was not aware
thankfully,
of.
Thankfully, did not last long.
That should have been number one.
And then number one, is the Kylie Jenner lip challenge.
Oh my God.
And that's something I think Kylie might have experienced, and that's why she got pink eye.
By the way, we did have a texter in regards to that Ian Poulter fart that we're playing in every segment tonight because Wolchuk and Zero and Uncle Kevin last night decided to bury the headline sports highlight of the weekend.
I put it
until
perfectly
10:30.
Where it should be, where our money segments are right now.
Somebody, 10:20. Somebody texted and said, do you think that could be the zipper of a golf bag if there was a mic close by? And I just want to say, we're not arguing whether or not this was or wasn't a fart. Like, we've confirmed it was a fart. We're sort of trying to figure out what was different about this particular fart.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.